time passes so quickly when you're having fun. Just been alerted that it's actually the 6th Saltburn International Food Festival. Well, it's just amazing. Who came up with this genius idea? Who else but Lorna? Lorna, it's a privilege as ever to say hi to your good self in your own environment. Where are we, Lorna?
Yes, so of course we're at Real Meals Delicatessen in Saltburn, the heart of Saltburn Food Festival.
Splendid. If I'd written that, I couldn't have actually done better. It's wonderful. Sunday, July the 29th, last Sunday of July. It's almost becoming inked into so many people's calendars in terms of an essential attendance thing. Talk to us about this fabulous International Food Festival.
So it is. It's fabulous, isn't it? And it is ingrained. People that come back time and time again. So a couple of years ago, we expanded it. We doubled it, the footprint of it. So we've taken over the whole of Saltburn town centre, really. We've got 1, 2, 3 fabulous streets full of food traders, hot food cafe areas, demonstrations, ready, steady cook competitions. And then, although we are 90% food, we bring in some really nice art and craft, because Saltburn's grown up with a really good heritage of artists here. We've got an incredibly creative base. Music, craft and food.
A few weeks ago at the North England Horticultural Society's Spring Flower Show, I was speaking to a couple of artisan food producers who had made their debut at last year's food festival. They were so impressed. They've already booked coming back again, and I think that's a message which has been coming through time and time again. People love it from the trading side, from the side itself. It's awesome. And Kaylee Carr may be with us this year. She's obviously, she runs Unwrap a Pretty Puzzle for our blog site. She's also a Southsider. Kaylee, any thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting event, something I've never actually took part in before, so if I've got the time off, I'd absolutely love to come along and join you on that, yeah.
Why should Kaylee make the journey with her parents, possibly, all the way from Sunderland, way up north, to Saltburn for this event?
Because I believe you can probably get a train from Sunderland. I bet you might change at Thornaby or Middlesbrough and straight into Saltburn. It brings you to the heart of the town, no traffic queues, plenty of food, and then you'll be able to taste, you know, we've got the artisan cider, we've got the gin, we've got the beer, we've got English wines. Spend a couple of hours at the food festival, and then we've got a beautiful seaside and our Victorian woodlands. So it's a whole day out, really.
And the transport thing is really interesting, because as I was saying to Kaylee, normally as we're covering this, I tend to get here probably for about 7 a.m. in the morning, and even then it's a bit challenging to find a car parking spot. But if you have got public transport as well, that must be an advantage.
I think so. I think it's the beauty of Saltburn, actually, is that we're really well served by buses and trains. So we do have park and ride spots out at Gisborough and up at Broughton for people that need to come on the car. But the train actually delivers you into the very middle of the festival to a pedestrianised area that you can't get to even in the car. And then we work with the Reaver buses, so they have their express running between Whitby and Middlesbrough every 15 minutes. They run the park and rides, and they're really good. Again, it brings you into the very heart of the festival, so take the stress out of the day. Let somebody else do the driving.
It's been said by, amongst others, William Sitwell, of course, one of our regular foodie correspondents, that food festivals are becoming the new rock and roll. And as this year we celebrate the second release, or the second album of Shrug, clearly. See what I did there, Rob? Nice plug.
Yeah, very good, yes.
I think, Rob, we haven't actually reported from the festival before, but I think you've been here and you have experienced it.
Oh, yeah. It's a tremendous atmosphere, and we're sitting in Milton Street and there's so many people in this street, and there's so many... it's all the senses, isn't it? There's so much colour, there's so many fragrances from the smell to the food, and it's impossible to get from one or the other without filling your face with lots of different things. It's an absolutely brilliant day, and just to see a town so packed with people having a great time, amazing.
Lorna, when the original concept was put forward 7 or 8 years ago, did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that by the time 2018 rolled around, people would be saying, yeah, actually this is becoming an essential part of the whole social calendar?
I didn't really. I run the town's farmers markets, and they've been going for 10 years now, and they get bigger and bigger. We run probably regularly 30 to 40 stalls every month, and I knew we had to do something different, so I thought, well, let's put on a festival. But I kind of imagined it would just more be like a town meal. My dream was just to fill the town centre with trestle tables, nice food, get people to stop. And like Rob said, it's it's all the senses. It's great. It's smells, sounds, and the excitement of bringing that theatre onto a, you know, onto a high street. It's incredible. And no, I had no idea what we would have created, but we go with the flow, and it's marvellous.
Build it, they will come. Now, not only do you have all of the sights, the smells, the sounds, etc., you also have the possibility of bumping into huge celebrities like Tibetan Spaniel champion owners and writers Jenny Finch. Jenny, I mean, you know, again, I know it's thanks to you actually that I was made aware of the Felsa Festival in the first place. So again, you must be very pleased with how it's developing.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. Yes, it's one of the highlights of the year. I brought people to it before. They've sat on Milton Street having a beer the night before and pulling disbelieving faces when I say there'll be 25,000 people and solid stalls all the way along here in the morning. They got up the next morning and couldn't get out of the end of the street. They apologised. It is absolutely wonderful.
And the other amazing thing, of course, Lorna, is there's no charge whatsoever. It's a free festival.
It is. It's in a town centre. It has to be free. What I want to do is people to come with whatever they've got, whether it's a few pounds or a few hundred pounds, because it's about the local economy as well. So you should be able to come into a town and enjoy it. We should have theatre on streets. High streets should be lively places, and that's what I want to do, to create this town centre into a vibrant town centre. But, yeah, it's free. There is no reason not to come.
It's the last Sunday in July. Kaylee, are you being persuaded to actually make it your business to say, yeah, the Carr family will be here?
Without a doubt, yeah. I'd absolutely love to come along. It sounds really good. Really fun day.
Usual 3Ws, saltburnfoodfestival.com is the best place to actually find out further details about what we've been talking about. Again, the stunning town of Saltburn. I must admit, I've never seen that adjective and Saltburn connected together. Stunning Saltburn. It's extraordinary. But great stuff there. Party atmosphere. Over 150 different foods. Global menu. A whole range of artisan foods and lines up from there. It's quite frankly unmissable in terms of the line of things there. Rob, will you be there?
Will I be here? Yes.
Or there. Or everywhere. There.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
And we talked about Shrug briefly. I mean, because I'm thinking actually maybe sometime we should get Shrug to reform and do a live performance as part of a food festival. Would that be something which might appeal?
Oh, it would be very exciting. We're actually bringing an acoustic stage into the food festival this year, run by our very good, the businesses in Saltburn get right behind it, and Signals are putting on their very acoustic stage. So, absolutely fantastic. Come on in.
I was blown away. I say that quite literally on Rob's 50th birthday. I know he only looks 32, but there we are. A wee while back when I actually saw his band perform. And what Rob does with a horse's head is just astounding. But apart from that, it's amazing. Rob, would you be up for that?
Yeah, maybe. If I could possibly get through the street. With the horse's head, I can't see that well.
Maybe we'll get Rob's people to speak to your people, Laura, and things magically emerge.
Well, yeah, we have a performance area for local performances. We have all sorts of people. Of course, we've got the Saltburn ukulele bands playing. We have the masquerades playing. We've got silver bands playing. Like I said, we've got quite a young kind of up-and-coming band area that Signals are bringing in. I think Josh has just won some Britain's Got Talent competition down at the Olympic Stadium in London, and he's coordinating that area. So, yeah, the more the merrier.
I'm just thinking, actually, Jenny, we still haven't managed to get your dream manifestation of a band from Switzerland or a form of Switzerland music, which I believe begins with G.
Guggen music, a Guggen band. We haven't, but I think we're going to have to start our own Guggen band, to be honest. I'm going to go and talk to Tony at the Earthbeat Centre and see what we can do.
Lorna, is it a case when you're having meetings, Jenny's going to want her Guggen band, etc., how are we going to accommodate, or is there going to be hope that the Guggen band might emerge sometime in Saltburn?
So I try to be very open to any new idea.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah. Well, like you said, a lot of businesses have had their debut at the food festival or at the farmers market, and it's another one of our passions is just to develop that talent. It isn't always food. Sometimes it's drink. Sometimes it's music. We have a lot of young buskers, and if we could get a Guggen band here, then my vision would be speak to Tony at the Earthbeat Centre, where we might have some kind of vegan vegetarian festival going on at the same day. And I think I've always said to Jenny, if we get them, we could march them down Windsor Road from one venue to the other and all around the festival site. Wouldn't that be marvellous?
Now, there are people, and maybe Kaylee is one of them, who, when we talk about Guggen bands, might think, what strange language do these people in Yorkshire speak of? I'm from Wearside, I can't cope with that. Do you know what a Guggen band is, Jen?
I have no idea when you've mentioned it there. I just looked as if to say, what is that?
Hayley's refreshing honesty. It's what we need. Jenny, would you like to explain, please?
Guggenband, basically, Guggen music means happy music, and it's a community thing in Germany, Austria, and especially Switzerland. They all dress up in costumes. They play everything from sousaphones to little triangles. They are absolutely wonderful, and it is such happy, exciting performance music. And as far as Yorkshire, that's Swiss-German Guggenband. And Betty's Tea Room is actually Swiss. There's a good Swiss presence up here, so go with it.
And there you have it. Just amazing. Lorna, as ever, we knew it was going to be an awesome little trailer of the Saltburn Food Festival, which has taken us off in directions even I didn't anticipate when I was first planning this out. But, of course, you're also on social media, the usual Facebook and Twitter channels. Have you got an Instagram account as yet?
No, but I think I was chatting to Rob here. I think Mike McGrady's taken over our PR this year, and he tells me he's quite good on Instagram. So, let's see.
Way forward.
It seems to be. Yeah, let's do it.